Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do healings with everybody. So we'll just talk about the lightship briefly here, since this is a Station 2 time slot. If you're normally used to listening to Station 1, we start 5 minutes earlier, so sometimes people come on just a little bit later. So the lightship comes here once every 2,000 years. It's the same lightship that Jesus used for his healings. Remember, somewhere in the Bible, it says something that he said that he is not of this world, which means that he was not. And it means that he was from the lightship. This is probably what it was meant by that. Some people take that also, like, not of this world means that he was an extraterrestrial. So in the true sense, he was that also. But sometimes the extraterrestrial name, calling E.T., is not maybe too beneficial at times. People get afraid of E.T.s, but E.T. district means that you're not of this planet, so that's what it actually initially stands for. So, Sylvia, I'll see if you're out there in cyberspace. Maybe you can talk a little bit here. We'll get warmed up before we start doing some healings tonight, and this is Friday night. It'll be a wonderful night. We'll just kick back and experience some nice, peaceful energies. So, are you out there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm out here floating in cyberspace, and welcome everyone. And like Ron said, it's Friday night, and we'll have a beautiful night of healing and divine energies from the Creation Lightship. And if you're new to this program, the Creation Lightship is here, and it comes here every 2,000 years for the purpose of the universal shift. And whether you know what that means or not, almost everyone can tell you that they've been experiencing changes, a lot of changes in energy, and sometimes they feel like things are going faster than they've ever gone before. People experience it differently. But the Creation Lightship has brought in many wonderful energies and is doing what they can to bring the light and help us all out. So that's really wonderful. And this show, the whole purpose of this radio program is to help each one of us to go within and connect to our own divinity. And it's open to anyone of any, you know, religion. It doesn't really matter anyone's personal religious belief system. This is not about that. It's about your own connection to the divinity that resides within you. So we'd like to communicate with you during the program, whenever possible, through the fast chat. And that way, you don't have to worry about calling in and trying to get in on a line and that kind of thing. So what you do is you just, if you're not already on it, just click on the Creation Lightship page on the BBS Friday night schedule. And that will take you to our page. And just scroll down. You're going to see a beautiful light being picture there. That's one of the light beings from the Creation Lightship. And just below that in purple is a link that says BBS Fast Chat, and just click on that, and that way that'll bring up a window with you that you can send in your questions or your requests. And on Friday night, we kind of like to keep it a little bit on the lighter side because everyone's at the end of their long week, and we like to bring in the beautiful divine energies, such as the energy of Master Jesus or any of the energies that reside on the Creation Lightship. So if you have a particular request, please type it in. I'll just mention very briefly two announcements before we get started with the healings for tonight. And that is that tomorrow is the very special once-a-month four-hour healing conference call with Ron. And there's still an opportunity for you to get involved in that if you'd like to. It goes from 1 p.m. Pacific to 5 p.m. tomorrow. So there's still room, like I said, to get on that. And that's just a wonderful, wonderful healing opportunity. So if you're interested in that, you can scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can see the email addresses and numbers to connect with Ron. And for those of you that do have a lot of questions about the lightship or want to share with others about the healing experiences that you have had, then there is a wonderful opportunity on Tuesday coming up, and that's with Rob and Sylvia in Toronto, I believe, and they have come forward to offer their time and donate their time to putting together this approximately 1 hour long question and answer call every Tuesday, and they'd love to have you with them. And the phone number for that is area code 646-519-5800. That's 646-519-5800. You call in, and then you'll be asked for a PIN number, which is 5303. So that is 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, 8:30 p.m. if you're on the East Coast. And it's just an opportunity for you to all get together and talk and have questions and answers. It's not a healing hour. It's just for the purpose of questions and answers. So that's great to have, and I think probably everyone is on board now tonight and ready to get going. So I will turn it back over to Ron, and we can get started maybe with an entity release and a mind-to-heart drop and those kinds of things so we can get started properly. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, what just came to mind as you were talking there, Sylvia, I've had people ask me, about the ascension, and just kind of wondering what they have heard about it, you know, through religious teachings about the final judgment day. So let's talk about that a little bit. The light ship does not judge anything, although in a sense it, I'm not exactly right at that, because they do go after the darkness, which is inside of their light territory. So in that sense, I guess they are judging, but they're going in there with love to see if these beings of darkness wish to join in the light frequency and have a spirit, a soul put into their light form. And then from there, they actually do the battles, spiritual warfare, if you would. I know there's supposed to be a light show tonight, but I'm just trying to explain this to people who are just kind of wondering about Armageddon, if they're familiar with that and wondering what's going to happen. Some people are in a lot of fear right now. By phone calls that I have, because they're afraid that if they don't maybe get fully into their body, or, you know, are they going to go to some other location or something? So I'll just try to talk on that just briefly here. So the actual judgment that I see is actually your spirit, the judgment of your spirit coming into your body. Can it do that? So that's the judgment. You know, are you cleaned out enough to be able to hold your divine frequency, which is your spirit, fully into your body? That's all that the judgment would be. As far as belief systems on this planet that the Galactic Federation, our ET brothers, brought us here, none of that really pertains to the light ship. The only synchronicity there would be the fact that at the end of every 2,000-year cycle, the light has to regain its territory of light. Otherwise, it would be eaten up by the darkness. So that's what it has to do. But the judgment is actually just strictly, how much do you love your body? And you can look at that right now. Are you willing to move forward and to work on yourself enough so that you're able to become more spiritual, have more of the presence of your spirit with you, and walk and talk with your spirit? And that's the judgment aspect there. At the ascension time, everything is turned off. There's nothing around. So if you're trying to look at something mentally, you know, thinking, well, I read this book on ascension, and I got my little special love beads that I got to do a mantra to for ascension or whatever else, or my sacred tools that I got from Egypt and everything else that was taught thousands of years ago. None of that ever is going to pertain to you. So if you're planning to do something like that, it might be great just for your ego to maybe go to these sacred places, maybe to view the past, the way humanity lived. Remember, I'm sure that the life in Egypt of those people were not very good, because they had to build the pyramids, okay? So if you want to learn about the slavery of society, that would probably be great, and how the ET gods that they were using at that time actually, you know, caused people harm. Look at the movie 10,000 BC. That'll give you a nice clue of what's happening. But basically, the only judgment that there is can you come into your body? And from that standpoint, if you can, then you can do the ascension. If you're unable to, like so many people on the planet here, probably 99% of them, will not be doing the ascension, but their spirit will leave anyway, providing they have not entangled themselves up with the darkness. And so then they're off to have a wonderful lifetime somewhere else in the light frequencies, the light universes, light planets, and that's the way it works. So this show, like we mentioned, is all about you regaining your spiritual integrity. Remember, when you're first born, you're whole and complete with your spirit with you. And because of the situations and the lives that people lead in this lifetime right now, in this time frame, there's a lot of distractions. And the distractions mainly is just probably mainly buying maybe a lot of physical things to satisfy the inward need that you don't know nothing about, typically. So you buy more and more things in the material world to satisfy that emptiness. And the clearings that the light shift does brings you back into wholeness. So if you're interested in actually becoming whole, being more with your spirit, feeling better about your life, feeling better about being in touch with your own divinity, then this is what you need to do, is to have the light shift help you out with these processes here. And once you have a few of the clearings, you start realizing that the baggage that you're carrying is released from you, and you can move on in your life and have a much better lifetime. So anyway, that's probably enough of that. So we're going to bring in some peace energy, first of all. And with that, we're going to do an entity clearing. So just kind of watch the light beam on your monitor screen. It feels like the males are coming in right now. They feel a little more intense. The males are more intense than the females. So here they come. And they come in groups of three. And we'll do some entity releasing from you here. And remember, the mind energy will not be here during ascension. This is why I mentioned, if you have learned anything in the past, or are planning to go to sacred sites to find out about the past of the Egyptians, you know, on how they did the ascension with the pyramids or whatever they were going to do there, all that information in your mind will not be with you, because the mind is the darkness energy. It has nothing to do with heart energy. And once that's left you, what do you have left? You have your physical body and you have your spirit. All that extra communication between your ears is no longer going to be in existence, because the dark side brought that to us in judgment. Remember, the light shift only works with love, not with mind and not in judgment. So if the mind was non-judgmental, it would be different. And you can become that way by going into your heart center and working with your spirit and using the mind of your spirit, the divine consciousness, to do that. And that consciousness is not the collective consciousness that people talk about here on this planet. That's still the dark side energies. So here we go. Releasing entities out of you right now. I'm going to bring more of your spirit back into your body. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more is coming in of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You should feel a little bit better. And each one of these shows that we do, we kind of talk about the same thing, maybe a little different way. This is why Jesus spoke in parables, so that everybody could understand it without typically pointing a finger at a certain situation, because people would not know really about ETs back in that lifetime. Typically, or know about other things, so he had to talk in parables in order to get across to most people. Because of our communication system now on the internet, we know about these negative forces, and you know, it's a lot more common to us. But we don't know a lot about what they're actually doing to us, but we know that they exist. So we're going to do another clearing here. We're going to clear out your chakras, realign them for you. So here we go. And we see some nice people on the fast chat. We got Kyle and Adriana that I can see, and naturally Sylvia and Ed and Mike, Butterfly, Mila, Ala, Dulce, Siva. So hi to all of you. If anybody else would like to come on, just go to BBS Fast Chat and click in, and maybe you might want to ask a question or something, but keep it pretty simple. I don't want to really talk about the darkness tonight. If you want to have a clearing done that we normally do for samples, just request that. and going to go to your heart center now, realigning that for you, throat chakra, third eye, power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. And these healings work that quickly because the light ship is doing this for you. And this is how fast they work. And remember, they created you. They know all the energies that are around your body. And they know how to work with your spiritual blueprint because it's up on the light ship. We're now going to do a chakra opening. So if you wish to have it expanded further, you can. This is your choice. Like I tell you, at least in other shows, and this one here, if you're in a quiet location and you would like to have your chakras opened up wider, then that's kind of nice because you may get more healing during the show. But if you're in a noisy location, you may become more sensitive, which may be kind of detrimental. You might not like it. So it's up to you. So here we go. You can open your heart up. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Very nice. Only a few spins. My voice says this automatically. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. And second chakra, spin, spin, open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. And next we're going to connect your mind, this is awakening consciousness, with your heart center. And if you've been on this show before, and I would probably venture to say if you've listened to maybe, I'd say probably a dozen shows, you probably are already getting heart connected, even though you may not realize it. So it's becoming automatic for you. Remember, your mind is telling you what's happening, but don't use your mind. Go to your heart and ask your spirit how this connection is working for you. So what we're going to do is think of an elevator, and 10th floor is your forehead, your thoughts, and the first floor is your heart center where your spirit resides. It's going to drop you down. So here we go. I'll do it slow at first so you can actually feel the energy move. If it's too slow for you, then just bypass me and do it yourself. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And for those of you who kind of got stuck somewhere in the middle there, who couldn't go all the way down, we're going to do it again for you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So you should be in your heart center. We have the male light beings with us tonight. And just connect with your spirit in your heart center. And enjoy this experience. And we'll be back in a couple of minutes here. And the peace energy is coming through the light beings right now also. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, we have a lot of wonderful requests on the fast chat, so I'll just start with those. The first one we had was for a release from mind control energies.
Okay, so I'll talk about that just briefly here. What I mainly deal with is off-planet energies. This is what the light ship deals with. They're not really too concerned with what's on the planet here as far as people working here in laboratories, etc., because that's done on this planet. They're more concerned with the energies from the extraterrestrials, use the word dark side, soulless beings transmitting energies here to take your energy, and or extraterrestrial races that they created in the light that have turned to the darkness. And so this is where they're working and looking at and getting rid of, because we should have free choice here. So the mind energy came from the extraterrestrial races, this knowledge of this. Some of the races actually live here on this planet physically, above ground or underground. And we'll just say some of these races actually have intervened with particular people on this planet and have given technologies away that they used off-planet so that these people can also control other ones, control humanity, okay? So the light ship is more concerned with what's off-planet, mainly because these are the ones that are causing the problems. And then with that aspect, they're also controlling the ones here doing the mind control also. So everybody is actually mind controlled. And the ones that are, we'll just say, at the top, if you were to say, of humanity here, the few that are interfering with everyone else, they're being controlled too. So the main thing is to get rid of the mind control. So we can do that here. The light ship can actually disconnect momentarily for a short amount of time the mind control that's being transmitted to you. That can also show up as EMF radiation. It's still everything that is causing your physical body harm. So it's not necessarily that you're having your mind blanked out, but also the fact that there are other energies that are interfering with your body. I happened to watch the movie. It's pretty old. I think made in 69 anyway, I think, because I saw a brand new 69 Ford station wagon in it. And it was Close Encounters of the Third Kind. So I'm watching that, and lo and behold, these people, you could see them getting mind controlled, kind of like zombies being led to a certain location. And you may want to just get that movie. It's just kind of, it's an old one naturally, but it does show people being mind controlled by the ETs, and they go to a location to where they see people acknowledging these ETs that are coming here in their ships. So anyway, that's one way to look at the movie. But the mind control has been here, it's always been here, and it just takes away our free choice. So we're going to take away this mind control right now, and the light ship's going to do it. I'll count to 10, and you're going to be feeling yourself like in a little bubble of energy. And notice right now that if you see anything around you that's electronic, could be a radio on, TV on, actually your computer. Maybe you might sense the wires in your wall, possibly, or the outlet energies. Take a note of it right now, maybe a light bulb that's turned on, and kind of feel the energy of that. And I'm going to take you out of the mind control. The light ship's going to do this for you. I'll count to 10 to command the energy down here. And you're going to feel yourself in a bubble. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. You should feel like you're a little more self-contained. Your thoughts should be actually clearer. And just kind of see how that feels. So I'll just turn it back over to you again, Sylvia. I know we see a new request here from, looks like, Pauline, Planet Discording. We could do that one next here. That sound okay with you, Sylvia?
Yeah, and just on that same note, earlier we had a request for regular cord disconnection. So maybe you just want to run with all of those right now.
Okay, so we'll do chords that you have put out to people. Remember, just by thinking a thought of somebody, they're in your living room, they're in your bedroom, wherever you wish them to be, because you're connecting your energy to theirs. And when people think of you, that's the same process. And what happens is you start taking in their energy into your body. So you want to have the cords disconnected. And people who are more conscious are what you might call an energy vampire. You probably all have that type of person in your life. You go up to them and you feel pretty good. And all of a sudden, after about a minute or so, man, it feels like you feel drained, like you want to go to sleep. That's because they're taking away your energy. And that's through mind control. The mind can do this. The mind is connecting to your energetic systems and taking the energy out of you. The heart does not do that. So here we go. This is energy which you connected to other people with from your sixth chakra coming back to you. There we go. Fifth chakra coming back. Fourth chakra coming back. Third chakra coming back. Second chakra coming back. And first chakra coming back. Great. And now we're going to take the energy that people have sucked out of you and return that to you. So you may feel a lot more energy coming to you. Here we go. So sixth chakra. Great. Fifth chakra. Fourth chakra. Third chakra. Second chakra and first chakra. So just take a mental note here, and I'll just put some music on for about a minute here so you can actually experience that. You might want to get up and walk for a minute and just kind of see how your body is responding, getting more of its life force energy returned to it. Do the planets. So if you're kind of curious of this, so this is what I call your horoscope, how these planets are controlling your life. It should be pretty easy to connect the dots on this one. You can get in any newspaper and read about your astrological signs, what's going to happen to you on this day or this month. And, you know, you go, wow, that's really something. You know, if you look at it as mind control energy, mind-controlled horoscope, you might go, gee, I don't even like that. Why would I want to have something outside of myself controlling me? Well, that's the dark side setup here. But unfortunately, there are thousands of planets that are controlling you, not just, you know, the 12 zodiac signs, okay? So here we go. But the 12 are very influential. But the other ones could be a lot more, in fact. But if you're just too new to the show here, you may say, yeah, that's true. Why am I being controlled by planets? I thought I was created as a being to have free choice. And how do you have free choice when you're controlled by planets? It's kind of a duality there. So anyway, there's far more than meets the eye on this one. So we're going to take you out of 10 planets. Now, these are ones that are controlling you. May not be the same 12 that you know about. So what I'd like you to do, again, is to think about an issue that you're dealing with. Typically, we deal with pain here, physical pain and trauma. This is how the dark side lives. They want to get all they can out of you. So just think of maybe a hurt foot or ankle or a headache or something. I'm going to disconnect these planets from you that are corded to you against your free will. And we'll just pick on 10 of these right now. And just think of your thought now, what you want to have disconnected, what area of your body. And here we go. So number one, the planets released, two released, three released, four released, five released, six released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. So hopefully you have some relief now. So this is dealing with your physical body, you know, lowering your life force energy. And next we're going to do a similar thing. This is your parallel lifetimes. Remember, these are fabricated clone Earths that you go to. And you can also go to fabricated, or actually not really fabricated, but created dark side planets. And these dark side planets is where you have a body like yourself living there. This could be why you have awful dreams. And your spirit goes into these bodies also. So there's thousands of these also that you go into. That's unknown to you, and you bring back the energy to your body. This is why we probably have a lot of our physical conditions here, medical problems. So here we go. We're going to take you out of 10 of these parallel lifetimes. Remember, the light only gives you one life. That life is in the now, and you only have one place where you have this life, and right now it is on planet Earth, nowhere else. So here we go. First planet of a parallel life released, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seven release, eight release, nine release, and 10 release. There we go. So you're out of 10 of these lifetimes right now. And again, we'll put some music on to see how your body feels, see if your pain in your body has subsided. And you should probably have a better consciousness now, maybe clearer thoughts. A little bit here. I have a question about someone who has, I'll use the word spirit guides, and wants to know more about them. From my viewpoint, we should not have any spirit guides around us because we don't really need them. People call them possibly guardian angels. You may get different names of people. You may have a relative with you that's hanging out because they passed on and they want to make sure that you're in good shape. But anything else, if you do think you have guides, they're typically on the mental plane, and that's where you don't want to connect. So what I would suggest doing, if you believe you have guides around you, this is anybody listening, your guides must come through your heart center to your spirit. Remember, the only guide that you really need is your spirit inside of you. One guide, one spirit. Anything outside of yourself is the illusion, and that's the darkness attempting to come in. And it's not typically because the guides were sent to you because maybe you're too dense, too ignorant to know about your spirit. It's because they may have found a way into you because you're not connecting to your spirit. So you're asking for assistance and guidance. And, of course, any entity will come to you because they want to connect to your energetic system. So the answer is, if you think you have guides, they must go through your heart center first to connect to you, to give you guidance. And the guidance should be a voice, and you might as well hear your spirit first rather than an entity whispering into your ear to give you information. That might sound very wonderful, but the main thing is your spirit is in you to help you evolve, to help your body heal, and to help the body evolve into ascension. So this is all that you need, is your spirit. So if you do have any guides around you, then just tell them to, take off. And, if they connect to your heart center, remember your spirit will only allow light into your heart center. It will never allow darkness. And so if it's any type of mind energy that is brought to you from the darkness, which is what mind energy is, it's mind control. And if it's trying to manipulate you or take your energy or tell you wonderful things, if it's not coming into your heart center for that, then it's not of the light. So that's about what I can say for that aspect here. So hopefully you will actually know more about yourself by going to your heart center. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have a lot of questions and requests. Let's see, we have a request for bringing in some of the wonderful oxygen from the Creation Light Chip. So, Ron, maybe you could bring some of that in, and then we'll take up a couple more questions.
Okay, so there's many different types of oxygen. They're all used for healing. And so we're going to bring in, as I'm looking here, from the Light Chip, we're going to bring in number 11. So you may want to exhale and inhale a few times here. And here comes number 11. And I'll just put some music on. And we'll bring in three different types here in the next couple minutes. So here we go. Take a deep breath. Here comes number 17. Bring in a few more. Number 24. Here's number 27. Number 38 is here. one is number 62. Sylvia, turn it back over to you again.
Okay, well, wow, weren't those oxygens something else? That was wonderful. I don't think I've experienced the number 62 oxygen yet, and that was just incredible. So that's great. It's wonderful. The Lightship has many, many different oxygen blends that they can make on the Lightship, and they all have specific different, I guess, frequencies or ingredients that help us out. So it's great.
Yep.
So let's see. We have very few minutes left, so let's see what we have. Let me bring up a couple of questions from the Fast Chat. And this one has to do with the home-based planet that each person has. So probably to have that answer make sense to people, you might want to just talk about what that is, first of all, and then the question is, does the home base vary, you know, from person to person very much?
Yes, okay. So you probably have all heard about soulmates on this planet here. I'm sure that's probably known to everybody listening. So what that would be is when you come into the Earth plane, you go to a certain soul family, which is a group of people. So making it simple, we'll just say that you checked in here and for some reason you went into the third grade level, just using that term. In fact, I'll change it. You went to the fifth grade level, okay? But I want you to think 3 means 3D, okay? So you went out into the fifth grade level, and from there you broke off and went into different classrooms. So the classroom now that you are in is what we'll call your soul family. And so all the people, the spirits in this classroom now resonate to you. And this is where you get your spiritual contracts, your agreements. And most all of these are done negatively to you without your consent because you don't know about it. This is the way the dark side sets you up for situations to happen in your life. Another way of looking at it, people say, well, this happened to you because of divine right order, divine right timing. It was meant to be. What happened to you? What were you thinking in your life? That's New Age metaphysics. You know, your thoughts control your reality. You broke your arm because you were thinking bad thoughts. Okay, well, that's not the case. What happens is because the dark side wants to cause you physical torment and pain, and they live off of that trauma, you get set up for your contracts. And one of the clearings that I do, I take you out of that situation, out of your soul family. Now, what they did is the dark side knows that your spirit knows about a soul family, which I'll call a home base. So the difference is that when you leave the source energy, you go to what I call home base energy. So all the spirits that are created from the Lightship at the exact same time go to the same home base energy. Now that could be anywhere. We'll just make it simple and say it's a planet. So every spirit that was created, we'll say at midnight on a certain day, went to a planet which we'll call Planet Y. And they're all there, and they're now sharing their experiences with one another. And you go back there whenever you wish. You can get information from the other spirits, which we'll call your spiritual guidance. But you never go back to the source energy, the Lightship. This is where you go to for each incarnation. And so naturally, because the universe is so vast, you know, of the light frequencies, you can go to many, many different types of home-based energies. So it's where you were created. So normally I would say you'll probably never meet anybody on this planet that has the same home-based energy as you, which means that you're probably never going to find a soulmate here from your home-based energy. It's very, very unusual. And it's even more unusual to find your twin flame energy here. So basically, that's what your home base is. It's where you have come from, and you're supposed to go back there whenever you choose to get your spiritual guidance and backup. Typically, you would definitely go there after the life form that you lived in, which we'll just say our bodies now, or you know, your deceased bodies, since you've been here for so long. That's when you would leave and go back to your home base energy. Then you would say, you know, I didn't like the earth too well, and I want to now go to a different place. So you would leave. But the dark side prevents you from going back to your home base energy. So we do a clearing for that so that you're able to do that. And once you have that clearing and you get connected energetically also to your twin flame energy, the loneliness that you have inside of yourself leaves you. You feel so much more self-empowered. You're having a much better life because you're not wanting for things outside of yourself because you already have it. This is what the dark side took away from you. And so they probably brought money down here so that you can keep spending money, maybe being in poverty to keep gaining and looking for things outside of yourself to fill that void. And this is how it works. Remember, the dark side lives on your trauma energy. And they also live on your joy, too. Remember, energy is energy, whether it's happy or sad. And they want all they can get from you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I'll just briefly mention the twin flame aspect that you brought up, Ron, and that is that we might have some listeners that aren't familiar with what a twin flame means and how that's different than a soulmate, and so maybe you can explain about that just a bit, too.
Okay, so after you leave the source energy, you are whole and complete, and in order for you to share your experience, you divided yourself in two. And so looking at it, since we have male and female sexes here, we'll just say that your other half is the opposite sex to you. It isn't completely true, but we'll just leave it that way. And so your other half is out there sharing an experience somewhere, and you're here sharing your experience. And you go back to your home base energy and talk about your experiences. If you need additional help, your twin flame can help you. And your twin flame can come into your body whenever it needs to help you out also, and you can go to it. So you could have another experience from your twin flame and actually go into that location, because you actually have, in a sense, two different lives. You have that life and this life, but mainly you only have one life per spirit. So you actually have two spirits working with you. But you only have one life in the now, but you can visit the other half of you. And the dark side has prevented that from you. So having a twin flame energy, which is your other half, physically here on this planet is very, very rare, although it is possible. So people normally are looking for a soulmate, and the true soulmate you're not going to typically find here because the universe is so large, and there's so many places to go to. So what they're talking about is looking for somebody that's a soulmate on the negative side here, we'll say, your forced reincarnation, fifth grade room to have an experience with. And that still is not going to fulfill you whatsoever, but people think that it will. The whole thing is to get connected to your true twin flame energy that's outside of this planet and to also have your home base. And then you're going to actually feel the energy of typically, if you were to use the word oneness, with yourself, and being able to share with the divine energies, and this is the way it is. So this is the most beneficial thing you can do for yourself if you wish to come into contact with your true divinity, and then you're really whole and complete because you always have this gap inside of you. Whatever you do, whatever you buy, it'll never go away until you have your twin flame with you, this energy that we can bring to you from the light ship. So back to you, Sylvia.
So another way of kind of stating that would be that the twin flame is the other half of you that's there for the purpose of the mirror reflection to share those experiences, to radiate that divine, you know, love energy back and forth between the two of you, which is really one of you, and that by having that connection, no matter where each other is in the universe, you are also able to be together and have that feeling of being whole and complete and never needing to find another person to make, you know, as often people do try to do with their romantic relationships, they try to find someone to make them feel like they're a whole and complete person, and then they're usually disappointed eventually because it just doesn't work that way. So when you have that connection there, it's a very wonderful thing. And like Ron said, it's the end to that loneliness and that searching outside of yourself, which makes your relationships in life go much better because you're not expecting the impossible from a partner. So let's see, we have just a few minutes left, so I'm looking at the requests. Well, let me ask a couple more questions real quick, and then we'll go back to the healing requests. And one is there some kind of healing that we can do to have more peaceful and fun dreams when we sleep?
Oh, boy. That's a good one. I don't know. The dream that you're, I'm guessing, probably having is the dreams of a parallel lifetime that you don't really want to go into, but you're forced there. Remember, there's no reason, you know, to have dreams. Dreams, you know, a lot of people, there's books out on dreams, dream therapy, where you can read into a dream what you're experiencing. And some people say that's the way that your spirit can finally connect with you. But the more people that I talk to about this here, a lot of their dreams that they have, you know, it starts off maybe kind of nice, and then all of a sudden, the very end of the dream, it's pretty bad, and you're, you know, maybe having some physical harm done to yourself, you know, being ready to get run over by a truck or falling off a cliff, you know, or drowning or something like that, and you wake up traumatized. Well, that's because you're actually seeing deja vu, we'll say, or seeing a parallel life that you're experiencing. This is why you wake up tired, and even why you wake up with bruises on your body. So it's not good. So to have peaceful dreams, I don't know. I would just say stay in your body, and you probably won't be dreaming because you don't want to go out. And, you know, remember, you can force yourself out of your body. You can command your spirit out of your body whenever you want to. You can tell it to leave you. It'll leave. It'll just say, you're not worthy of me, and I'm leaving because you're not communicating with me. So this is how people get tied up with the darkness. They command their spirit to be taken over by darkness or by another practitioner, because your free will, the mind, is very strong, and you can kick your spirit out of your body. So, you know, you want to be very careful. So I guess hopefully that answered the question there. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and the last question is someone wondering if the abundance clearing is still coming out, and possibly if it's out already.
No, I put that on the back burner because I had so many people that I was working with a lot of situations where I had to actually create new healings. So, no, not yet. I haven't had a chance to even sit down and be creative for that. It's probably about a 30-part healing process, 30 different steps in it to get the darkness away from you so you could bring in abundance. But what we are doing, if you're interested in having a new list of services, that's in the making right now, should be done within a day or two here. So if you are interested in seeing what's new with the Creation Lightship, why don't you just go to healing at Creation Lightship. And .com, and just go there and just say you'd like to have a copy of our new list of services, and we'll be also emailing those out to people who are on the email list. Sometimes a spam blocks that, so if you do send us it on the healing, we'll be able to get it to you for sure. And if you want to join the email list, just go to the bottom of the screen and type in your email address, and then from there, you get a confirmation, which you have to click on to confirm it, and that should help you out with that. So anyway, we have a new list of services coming out, many, many more clearings, and the clearings are only brought forth because people down here need so much more work done, unfortunately. And so the Lightship has to create new healings to accommodate more people. to get rid of more of their baggage. So I guess we could bring in some energy.
Yeah, I guess I'll just mention, Ron, we are out of time, unfortunately.
Yeah, oh yeah, so we are. That's right. This
we'll
show
have to
started
just bring
a little later. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, Sylvia. Okay, we'll bring in some peace energy, and we'll say goodnight to everybody. Tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. Probably have about a 15-minute healing session on the Lightship, so we're out of time. So blessings to all of you, and good night.
Blessings, everyone. And if you want to connect with Ron still for the wonderful 4-hour healing and ascension preparation call for tomorrow, you can still do that by connecting with him either by email or phone, and that starts at 1 p.m. Pacific tomorrow. So hope to see you there, and good night, and blessings, everyone.
Blessings to all of you.